the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
An Irish Facebook group based in England is planning a business development and networking event in London this week, which will see two expert speakers talk about the post-Brexit challenges facing businesses here in the UK. It's the second networking event this group has planned, with more on the cards. And joining me on the phone right now is event organiser Donal O'Connor. Hello, Donal.
Yes, thanks. How are you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. Now, you're one of the admins of this public group, this public Facebook group, which is called Irish Professionals Network. Tell me, what's the group about?
So this group was initially set up by Rob Tynan, and we met just over 6 weeks ago at 6:30 a.m. over by Baker Street, and Rob's got a gym there, Ultimate Body Tech, and there's a cafe above it. So those six of us met at 6:30, and although from varying backgrounds, we sat around, we talked about each other's businesses, aspirations, and although a small group, we were able to help each other an awful lot from there. So the overall group on Facebook, which is a private group, had about 30 members at that stage, and myself and Rob have been conversing since that, and we decided to try and push it on. Having been part of other groups and seen the success that they can bring, we said, why not do it with this group and really try and branch out and do some more networking.
Okay. And is that kind of the point of the group as such, networking, or is it more just a kind of a social hoo-ha type thing?
No, initially, it's the power of networking. It's sort of a cliche term in that a lot of people would sort of shy away from something like networking. But when it's simplified down, it's literally meeting like-minded people who are willing to help with contacts or themselves to help forward your business or your aspirations. So it's something that's I'd recommend many do it. And what we decided to do from there on forward was to have networking, but also to incorporate it in a broader scheme so that all Irish professionals in London could attend, whether you're a business startup or whether you're someone who's working in finance or whether you're a teacher or whether you're in any industry. So it's just something that incorporated all people, especially with Brexit on the horizon. There's a lot of worries about job security and, you know, should you be growing your career here or what should you be doing? So we saw this niche and we saw a chance to, I suppose, address these fears. So we've incorporated the networking event with a few speakers who are going to be experts in the Brexit and the aftermath of Brexit. So we'll sort of two needs from professionals in London that we thought we could address with the one group.
Yeah, and what kind of feedback have you been getting so far? Because the group, it's at 311 people online. I'm assuming there's probably more people you've been in touch with kind of offline as well. What's the feedback been on the group? Is it something that people have been looking for?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. As you checked it an hour ago, and as I'm on it now, there's 313 people. So
right. It's growing.
It's constantly growing. I think at the moment there's not an awful lot of to and fro on the actual group because a lot of people are new to, I suppose, being front-facing like this. And also it's just so broad because everyone's from different industries. So I think the networking event will really be where we get to, you know, relax a bit and really start talking and to see what the way the group will develop itself going forward. But we've had a lot of emails. I'd say I've had about 15 to 20 emails from people with ideas about how the group can go forward or how they would like to contribute. Or we found a lot were offering their venues as well. So, like, you know, there's an awful lot of support from everyone within the industry. There's some people putting themselves forward for sponsorship and for speaking also. Like this first event, we've got Ray in CIEE Study Abroad. They're actually hosting the event for us. And you know, that's free of charge, and it's a great venue. It's on Russell Square. If anyone's attending, it's 4647 Russell Square, and starting at 7 tonight. But the likes of Ray and a few other people have came forward offering venues. So there seems to be a collective spirit to make this work. A lot of seen other groups like this work elsewhere, and it's sort of the opinion is, why not us? Why can't we do it and help I suppose, promote the Irish professionals in London?
It's a great, a fantastic idea. And this event now, which is taking place, it's taking place Tuesday the 13th at 7. as you said, in Russell Square. You've got two speakers, Tom Price and Robert W. Norris. What are they going to be talking about specifically?
Yeah, so what we're trying to do with the speakers in general, as we go forward, we're trying to have an Irish professional speak two, if not one Irish professional successful in their industry. Now, their specific industry isn't as important because we're trying to show the varied industries in which Irish people are doing very well in London, and a lot of the skills in which they use to get their success are transferable across industries and across business practice. So as we move forward, we're going to try and vary that and have a lot of different industries covered by different people. So our two speakers for this event is Tom Price has just spoken in the US Embassy about Britain post-Brexit. So he's an expert to have speaking for us. He's a managing partner with J. Stern, their wealth management company. So he's going to be speaking about Brexit and also just about how in adversity there's opportunities to invest smartly and to move forward. So it'll be very interesting from him. And then Robert Norris is the vice president in BP for financial operations. Robert's an Irish-American and he grew up in Western US, you know, amongst the oil fields, as they say, and he's got an awful lot of experience in business and in business growth, and he's going to be giving us a few of his snippets of advice and information, and we're hoping to, Rob's going to chair that. We're hoping to have the two guys speak, you know, nice and sharp. It won't be an hour long talk for each. It'll be 15-20 minute chat with a bit of Q&A at the end. So that we've plenty of time to network for about 40 minutes at the end and have everyone in and out within about 90 minutes. So it should be a fun evening where you get the grey matter taken over as well.
That's a fantastic idea. And I suppose kind of beyond that then, beyond this Brexit talk on Tuesday, what kind of ideas have you already in store for next year?
So we'd love to keep scaling the events. We'd love to have 20-25 from this event eventually turn into, you know, 40 for the next and continuously like that. We are going to change locations depending on areas in London, so we are aware of, you know, how vastly big London is, and to ask people to travel across for a casual networking event isn't ideal, so we will try and bounce around different venues and locations depending on what's available. But it may turn into the group growing to 500-600 people, every event being attended by a rotating 30 people or whoever finds it enjoyable for themselves. Hopefully it grows each event on event. And then we do hope in 4 to 5 months to have a large event where perhaps we'll have, you know, the Irish ambassador speaking, or I've been talking to a TD in Ireland already, and he was voicing how valuable he thinks it may be for the Irish over here to hear this. And there's talk that the TDs may get involved and attend one of the events. So it really has a lot of possibilities to scale. And as you go to bigger events, we could try and get successful Irish entrepreneurs to speak. And I would hope within 5 to 6 months that we might have a large event with 100+ people at it. So that's the target that we'd be aiming towards.
Yeah, well, it is interesting times for Irish people in the UK at the moment. So best of luck for it. It's definitely a group that's needed at the minute. If people want to find out more about the group, how can they find out?
If they want to find out more about the group, we have an event. It's on Eventbrite at the moment. And also you can find us on Facebook in the group section if you search Irish Professionals Network. So that's the two ways of finding it, either through Eventbrite or through the Irish Professionals Network on Facebook. And Ben, as we say, it's on the 13th at 7 p.m. in Russell Square.
Perfect. Donald, best of luck with the event and good luck with everything else next year.
Thank you very much, Anthony.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of home.
You know, it's like people, general public, who maybe don't have the chance to read music magazines or wouldn't go to a lot of smaller gigs, are being force-fed this you know. You know, it's true though. Yeah. And you kind of want to go, you want to scream, no, no, no. You think that's good? Will you hear this?
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show, What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.